Radio Slovakia International. Slovakia Today. Making Slovakia heard to the world.
Today, you have a chance to find out few basic things about Slovak tourism, especially mountain tourism and its history. We talk to František Seman, who, among other subjects, teaches the history of sport and tourism at the Faculty of Physical Education and Sports of Comenius University in Bratislava. As he told us, the history of mountain tourism in Europe is tied with alpine associations, which were the leading forces of its development. The first one, the Alpine Club, was formed in England in 1857. It inspired the rest of the continent, and the first alpine association in the Austro-Hungarian Empire, created in 1873. It started developments in the Tatras, in what is now northern Slovakia. It was the start of a process which made Slovakia a world superpower in mountain trail infrastructure.
The Hungarian Carpathian Association literally took care of the Tatra region. They started creating hiking trails, shelters, and they tried to attract fans of horse riding, which was a popular sport then. Their efforts also attracted foreigners to the region.
The association merged with its Czech partner after formation of Czechoslovakia. The development of the region continued and, as František Seman says, by 1930s there was a complete infrastructure in High Tatras. Moreover, that was not the only tourist organization in Czechoslovakia before World War II. There were 20 in total. However, after the war, the situation changed with the start of the communist dictatorship.
Jasné, teraz totalita si robí čo?
What is clear, a totalitarian regime does not allow the formation of associations. It needs to be in control to have one association. Therefore, the organizations concerned with physical activities were unified by force into what could be translated as the United Physical Education Organization, Falcon, or Sokol in the Slavic language, which also included mountain sports. Although the mountain sports organizations were resistant at first, they couldn't withstand the pressure and were merged into the state institution. Their property was nationalized in 1949. At that time, mountain tourism was well developed in the country.
There was some development during the 40 years of single-part communist rule, seen, for example, in a very solid 14,000 kilometers of marked sports trails in 1987. However, according to František Seman, since the members of the Alpine organizations couldn't do what they wanted and felt was necessary because of the centralized management, he believes that democracy is more beneficial for development. After the change of regime and the arrival of democracy after 1989, it became possible to establish new organizations. In the 1990s, the Mountain Hiking Association and Slovak Cyclo Club were created, amongst others. This led to the development of, for example, better infrastructure for cyclists. Thanks to all the events you heard, Slovakia has formed into what it is now. František Seman told us which destinations are most attractive for mountain tourists in Slovakia now.
Everyone would put the Tatras in first place. I mean the High Tatras, the West Tatras, and the Balianske Tatras. Next is obviously the Low Tatras, which are very attractive because of the Great Ridge hiking trail, which is something that the public cannot experience in the High Tatras. Then there is the Slovak Paradise. It's a unique place that was properly explored only at the beginning of the 20th century. Then, piece by piece, ladders were installed there, which made it one of the top attractions in Slovakia. And looking at some destinations without infrastructure, I could mention the Polanyny National Park in the east, with the UNESCO World Heritage Site, primeval beech forests of the Carpathians.
We also asked about the potential of some destinations. As František Seman told us, the factor which decides their potential is infrastructure. The more developed it is, the higher potential the destination has.
Radio Slovakia International. Slovakia Today. Making Slovakia heard to the world.